Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Orioles general manager Mike Elias met with the media at Camden Yards on Monday afternoon.
I don't have any announcements or anything, so we can jump into questions.
Is there any update on Felix?
I don't know if I call it an update, but I'll kind of explain where we're at with Felix. You know, he obviously experienced an injury against the Rockies. We had an MRI the next day. As I said that day, you know, we see pretty clearly some ligament damage. And, you know, the question then is when and how to deal with that. We solicited a lot of opinions and formulated a plan. And at this point, the calendar kind of affords us an opportunity to take a conservative approach and allow him to throw right now and kind of see where that goes and how that takes us. And that's going to be sort of a day-by-day situation. But he is throwing right now. You know, I don't have any knowledge about where exactly this is leading, other than we can you know, take this time right now to take that conservative approach and allow him to throw. You know, at some point, this may be a situation that he and us are going to want to look at from a little bit more permanent and a little bit more comprehensive standpoint in terms of the right move for the rest of his career. But at this point in time, you know, we're using what the calendar affords us in terms of some cushion to give us a conservative approach and see where we're at before the season's over.
You said he's throwing, is he soft tossing or is he
flat ground? Flat ground. I characterize it as playing catch, but you know, it's we're kind of stretching it out by the day.
The injury and obviously, you know, inflammation was part of this. But is there a partial tear? Is there a way you can give us a, you know, a little bit more clarity than just an injury of the UCL?
Yeah, I think that would be an accurate description of it. You know, it was an acute episode versus the Rockies, but you know, in doing the imaging, you know, he's a guy who's been pitching and pitching hard for a while. It's probably best characterized as an acute on chronic injury to his ligament. And you know, again, it's a situation where all the doctors that we've consulted us, our doctors, outside doctors, don't see any irresponsible risk or loss of time if we're to allow him to keep throwing right now and kind of seeing how it feels and what he's able to do here the rest of the season. But I think if we do get to the off season, you know, we'll probably look at it through a fresh lens then, and you know, it's something we're going to have to think about what the best long term move is for him.
Is there any chance that he can pitch in the postseason?
I think the fact that we're keeping him throwing right now speaks to the fact that this is not over for 2023, and it's just going to depend on you know, how he feels as we keep this going. But you know, right now this is our approach. It's what I would characterize as a conservative approach, meaning we're not diving into an operative procedure. We're seeing how this responds from his arm to continue to throw. But it was, you know, it was an injury that had some significance to it. You know, we took an MRI, we put him on the IL. We've had a lot of conversations about it with many orthopedic experts, and you know, this is kind of where we're at right now.
Do you have a date where you're going to either decide to have him come back, or is there a date over the next, you know, couple months here where you're going to shut him down?
No, I don't think it's a date. I think it's dependent on his feelings and reaction to the throwing. I think, you know, again, it's just flat ground. Eventually, if we were to continue to receive solid results or a lack of interruption or a lack of resistance to stretching him out, at some point we would get him on the mound. But look, I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense to do this if it doesn't seem like there's any chance of him contributing the rest of the year. I would still characterize this as you know, something that we can't count on, and we're going to take it very carefully. And you know, his career and his future and the team's future are first and foremost in that, and so we're very confident that everything that we're doing is within the realm of not introducing any additional long-term risk to him or to his recovery or his skill level. So given all those parameters, you know, this isn't something that, as Brandon said, we're putting a ton of stock on, into either in a positive or negative direction right now. But, you know, he's been throwing. It's feeling good. You know, we're just taking it day by day like we are for the rest of these 20 games with every other aspect of our season.
We know, have there been any injections at all, PRP or otherwise, at this point?
We have not done that, and you know, that's not something I've necessarily given a blow-by-blow on for every player, every part of the season, but in this case, that has not occurred.
Mike, we know that Felix is a competitive guy and probably wants to be out there. Is he driving, keeping this window open, the chance for him? I mean, is it sort of his choice of managing his career? Is like, hey, I want to see if it's possible to come back?
Yeah, I mean, Felix is the utmost competitor. I think that... you know, obviously his stuff and increasingly his command and increasingly his performance has been elite. But I think one of the biggest things that strikes me as I've been around him now for a few years is to have the type of ferocity and talent that he has, but be so under control and thoughtful and kind of emotionally stable. And he's a smart guy and he's very thoughtful and he loves his team. And, you know, he understands what happened to him, but he also understands the calendar. And we do have this little bit of chance to sort of to keep him up and running right now. And so we're all taking it. But I don't think any of us knows where this is going to go other than the advice of medical experts, again, both in our organization and renowned guys from all over the country that the whole league uses, is that it's kind of makes sense to do this right now. So we're keeping him throwing, but he's going to be the biggest determinant in where this goes and how. So I'm not placing any odds or expectations on this other than with his injury, with where we're at in the calendar, we are utilizing a conservative, non-operative approach, at least for the short term.
Mike, when you say the calendar, do you mean that in terms of should he eventually need a procedure, you're not costing yourself a ton of future time because of the upcoming offseason and such?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I mean. I mean, you know, when you're talking about baseball injuries, there's always 3 or 4 months in the winter that it's you know, there's no season going on. And so if whatever you're talking about is encompassing or overlapping those winter months, you know, it's time coming off the clock that's, you know, missing games. And so with where we're at, September 11th, hopefully playing deep in the next month, we have an ability to you know, possibly use and lose some of that time, but not endanger other trigger points in the calendar that if we are to end up going down another route with him, would you know, would be forecast as a return time. So you know, there's only so much I'm willing to declare about this right now. I think the timing was unusual. I think the nature of, you know, who he is for us and just him in particular makes this unusual. And every injury is a little bit different. And right now the medical advice that we're getting and that we're comfortable with is that this is a smart way to go right now. And if it leads to something else or it doesn't work, we'll still have those other options on the table and we'll be no worse for the wear.
Have you had a guy with ligament damage continue to throw it? Have you ever dealt with a pitching guy like that?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of players running around in baseball right now, a lot of pitchers where their ligaments are not 100%. It's very, very common. You know, again, I don't want to get too much into particulars of his case, but we've looked at it. We've got the information that we need. We've got the experts that we need. And I think his case is one that's best characterized as this is a short-term approach that makes sense. Whether this is going to head off any more invasive or more lengthy long-term measures to get this injury behind him, I don't know if that's the case.
Like, is there a possibility if this approach doesn't work that he could need Tommy John at some point?
I'm kind of purposely not being the one to talk like that. Again, I'm really focused right now on the fact that he's throwing. But he did incur some damage here that, I think at some point in time, whether this results in him returning the season or not, we're going to want to sit down and talk about what's the best way to get us behind us with so much of his young career ahead of us. And we'll sit down and have those conversations. But I think the information that we're going to get from this over the next few days and hopefully the next month plus will inform that. So I don't want to get ahead of myself publicly.
You had said no date at this point, but won't he have to pick you?
I don't have a hard and fast answer to that either. I mean, obviously, I think that would be desired, but do I want to rule anything in or out right now, September 11th? I'm not at the point of that either.
Mike, are Dylan Tate and Keegan Aiken going to be available for you at some point this season?
I think as the calendar ticks down, it's becoming increasingly a stretch for either guy to come back for a substantial part of the calendar. But they are both getting better. I think we're focused on getting them back up and running prior to the season ending. Whether that results in them being activated for the regular season in the major leagues or just being in a better headspace, both for them and for us going into the offseason, there's value in that. But every day that goes by that they haven't been activated certainly reduces the odds of bringing them back.
What is your concern level in this bullpen without Felix?
I first of all, I've been encouraged by the way that the group has pitched and looked since Felix's injury. We're kind of piecing it together. We've brought in some different characters for this cast in the last month or so, and it's been an evolving bullpen all year. Felix is arguably the best relief pitcher in baseball right now. I think that is impossible to replace for anybody, and it does result in guys like Cano getting shifted into some different roles, and there's a trickle effect on the rest of the pen. But we brought in Webb. We've brought in Lopez. I think Fuji continues to develop. We've got D.L. Hall, who is as talented as anyone and as fresh as anyone right now. And we've got a whole host of guys that have been huge contributors for us in the first half and into the second half that, maybe hit a wall or got into a cold streak, and they're in AAA right now. But those guys are a part of the radar screen too, and I think we have plenty of depth, and there's a lot of grit to this group, and I think we're going to figure it out with or without Felix, but he's going to be missed either way. But I think the group's been looking pretty sharp. We've got a bunch of left-handers, we got a bunch of right-handers, and we're ready to go as far as we need to go with this group, meaning the group that we have here in Baltimore and also the group that we have here in Norfolk. With or without Felix, but he's somebody that any team would miss.
Mike, how do you anticipate John Means impacting this pitching staff this last month plus?
I'm first of all, I'm happy for him, especially having a little kind of freakish setback there that looks like he's going to be back tomorrow. I mean, that's a big thing. It's been a long time. A lot's happened since he walked off the mound here in April of 2022. A lot's happened for us. A lot's happened for him. I think it's been tough for him to see the team turn the corner and be on the sidelines. I know he's really itching to come help this team. In terms of impact, I think we'll see. I think we got to remember he's missed a lot of time. He's now just coming up from AAA. It's probably, not the norm for a guy to come back from Tommy John surgery and be dropped off into a pennant race in mid-September the way he's being asked to do, but that's where we're at. I know he's excited about it. I think for us, a big part of the strategy with the pitching here for the last month or so or down the stretch is having the depth and the numbers to withstand whatever events are going to come our way here for the next 20 games. And getting John back is a big part of that. So we have numerous starting pitching options. We've got really quality guys in AAA right now, and we've got a really good group here. And it's kind of on all hands on deck from a pitching perspective for the next 20 games and then hopefully beyond. And, you know, his addition to that group is kind of what I'm focused on. I think it's just a really nice reinforcement, and I don't want to put anything on him other than that right now.
Am I going back to a six-man rotation then?
Our plan is to stay there right now. But look, we're narrowing down in terms of how much time's left. We got 20 games left. We're keeping an eye on the standings. We're keeping an eye on our own health, our own performance. And we're meeting literally every day to do our team planning and kind of script out our pitching. So whether that six-man holds up for the rest of the season or not is something that if, you know, you guys can ask us every day, and we may not know until we decide to switch it. So that's just something we're continuing to monitor. Right now, I think it would be really hard to watch this team over the last few weeks and not get the impression that the six-man has helped some of our young guys bounce back between starts. And by and large, other than a couple hiccups, we've had really good starting pitching since the trade deadline. And I think a big part of that is these guys getting an extra day.
Mike, how has Tyler Wells responded after the last couple outings after he's dealing with the arm fatigue?
Yeah, he's been trending up. The velocity's been up. I think that you know, we will start to see kind of the box scores stabilize for him. But, you know, we may need him, too, sooner than that. And he's somebody that we would love to have come back and rejoin the staff because he's one of our better pitchers. But, you know, it's been a unusual juncture for him. He kind of appeared to us to run out of his best stuff very abruptly here at the major league level. We made the decision to send him down, back him off a little bit, and then transition him to the bullpen where he's most likely to contribute for this team. Going forward this season, and you know, the transition from starting the bullpen is never easy either, but it seems like he's kind of past that part of it, and now I expect, you know, we'll see some pretty good consistent performance from him. But he was throwing 94-95 the last outing in Norfolk, so that was good to see, and I'd love to have him come back and help us out in some way, shape, or form.
Mike, just big picture, I mean, I know your goals are really high now, but this team has a chance just to make the playoffs this week. What are you feeling? Is there any moment of reflection? Does it feel poignant to think about, you know, what you've kind of overseen these last few years and the point that you guys are at just getting back into the postseason?
I don't think we're there yet to where I'm ready to reflect or celebrate anything. I've seen a lot of really crazy stuff, good and bad, in my time in baseball. 20 games is a lot left. We're three games up on first place in the East as I speak. And because of that, our focus is very much, every conversation that we're having is maintaining that lead, winning the division, what it's going to take to do that. And, you know, that is now our goal. You know, I think I've talked about how we're pleased with where the organization's at, but the Orioles here in 2023, as great of a season as we're having, we haven't won anything yet, and it's not clear yet what exactly that's going to be. You know, I can't wait to hopefully have a chance to celebrate something here before these next 20 games are up. I really hope that's the case. My job is, you know, not getting too up or down during things and keeping an eye on the big picture. And right now, kind of holding this team together healthy and winning more games than we lose here for the next 20 games is at the top of our list. And, you know, once we officially get something, I'll be as thrilled as anybody.
Jordan Westberg, Mike, is still day-to-day bumps and bruises kind of thing?
Yes. I do think that we're hoping to have him back in the lineup this week, he may be available before he's in the lineup. Every single guy on our team right now, it's September, it's a long season for a lot of them. Every single one of them is nursing something. You know, he's definitely in that mix, and we're just giving him a couple of days off right now.